Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are back. It's Wednesday.
We
are talking about Dune once again, as we always do.
That's what we do every day.
Well,
5 days a week.
No, I probably talk about it every day now that I think about it. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
In some way or another, it comes up. But
today,
we're talking about, well, today's a whole day of exposition, really.
Very dense exposition. Yes.
We left off yesterday with the ships floating menacingly outside of the Nexus area. Mm-hmm. Today we see a closer look. They're the Harkonnen airbag ships, you so spoiled yesterday.
Well, whatever.
How dare you? Not that we've ever spoiled anything on this show. So we see the Harkonnen airbag ships patrolling for a few seconds, and then we're back in the lab. We're back with Paul and Jessica and Dr. Kynes. We start this scene off with Paul just grabbing a handful of sand off of the floor, and we know it's Paul because he's wearing the ducal signet on his hand or on one of his fingers. And Paul just kind of, I mean, we know that he's obviously changed after his, you know, time in the deep desert with Jessica.
Yeah.
And he's very, I guess, stoic is the right word, where he's just kind of like, maybe stoic isn't the right word. He doesn't seem to really be bothered by anything. He's just kind of there.
I described it as all-knowing Cuisinart Haderach bullshit again.
Sure. I mean, that isn't wrong. So he just grabs his fistful of sand and lets the sand sift between his fingers.
He's turned into the kid in your lit class that is just like he's read philosophers. Works and he thinks he's better than you because of it. Yeah.
I've read Marcus Aurelius.
yeah nerd
fucking
what does he start talking about? He starts talking about what great houses fear.
He says, you know what the great houses fear the most, Dr. Kynes? Exactly what has happened to us here. Sardaukar coming together and picking them off one by one. As a real quick aside, we see one of the Fremen that Dr. Kynes was directing earlier returned with two Frem kits, this time also including still suits.
Yep.
So, you know, Dr. Kynes is at least doing a better job of taking care of Paul and Jessica with the Frem kit situation than
UA was. Well, he was under a time crunch.
In fairness, UA was under a time crunch, and UA also did provide the Atreides beacon and the ducal signet. So, you know, a little bit of column A, column B.
Yeah.
Paul continues, only together can they chance against the Imperium. Would you bear witness? Or can they stand a chance against the Imperium? Would you bear witness? Testify that the Emperor has moved against us here.
Yeah, asking her again. So this is
once again from the conversation that they had in the Ornithopter.
Yeah, so this is the fourth time that Kynes has been asked, at least the fourth time.
Once by Leto.
Yep.
Once by Duncan, once by Jessica, once by Paul.
Yep.
Suck it, Simon Peter.
yeah. Good reference.
Not Simon Peter, just Peter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Simon Peter's a different disciple.
Yeah. So they've every major person in the Atreides family has asked her to testify and to bear witness to what's happening to them on this planet. And up until this point, it's been no, very clear. No, I cannot do this. We get a little bit of leeway in the Ornithopter, kind of like it sounds like the resolve is starting to crumble a little bit. It's still a no, but it's like, I can't, I just like, I'm forced to not do anything.
Right.
And in this
Kynes'
time,
resolve is crumbling even more now.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because her response is, if they believe me.
Yep.
There is no more, I can't or I won't.
Yep.
If they even do.
Which is odd, considering that in movie time, it's only been a little bit of time before.
Couple days.
Since Jessica asked her in the ornithopter to now. It's just been a little bit of time. Yeah, and not a whole lot has changed since then. So I don't understand the shift in her demeanor, unless it's just some kind of internal thing going on that she's, you know, softened up on her own.
I think maybe she's kind of putting together and realizing, like, oh shit, like, we actually are kind of fucked here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it would mean if the great houses were to believe her, it would be open war. It would mean open war amongst the houses.
General
and the emperor.
Warfare between the great houses and the emperor is the direct quote.
Yep. And thankfully, Jessica is there to say chaos across the Imperium.
Yep.
It's very important. Thank you, Jessica.
Look, someone has to pick up the, you know, Captain Obvious role now that Paul has, you know, had his moment in the desert.
He's big brain Paul over here now. So
these Captain Obvious moments are beneath him.
Paul brings up, he's got an alternate plan.
Yeah. Speaking of fucking big brain Paul over here, big brain and big balls Paul, because he's just like, how about this?
Two-step plan. No sons, daughters have not married, or single daughters, no sons. I'm going to go date them.
This is mine now. Yeah. His direct quote is, oh God, my notes just zoomed up all the way to the top. Give me a second. His direct quote is, suppose I presented the emperor with an alternative to chaos. The emperor has no sons and his daughters are yet to marry. Kynes' response, you'd make a play for the throne? Your emperor feared the Atreides. He brought you here to kill you. What don't you understand?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, isn't that everyone's dream to marry a princess? Every guy's dream, marry a princess, take over the family business?
No.
No,
no, okay, well, not me.
It's some guys' people. Dreams, I guess.
I don't want the attention that comes with marrying royalty and shit. No,
that's fair.
I don't like being perceived. This is like the stretch of my limits of perception.
Just once a week, me hanging out in your living room.
Yeah, but then knowing that like everything that you and I say gets blasted across the world, and like we have people literally all over the world that have like listened to us just
bullshit
for hours on end.
Yeah.
We love all of you, by the way.
Kynes, when she says this, I got the overtone of her just being like, you dumb bitch. You stupid child. What are you talking about?
Stupid ass bitch.
Right.
Yeah. No. 100%. She's about to be like, you out of your goddamn mind.
I made a specific point to note here. The question, what don't you understand, is kind of a bad question to ask someone who can fucking see the future.
Well,
she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I know she doesn't know that at this point, but Paul's probably
she's about to fucking learn though.
Paul's probably like, oh yeah.
Watch this.
Good
bitch.
Question.
Hold my beer.
Good question. What don't I understand? I understand everything. Uno reverse card.
Not even, yeah. Reverse card. Plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, it's just, if only she knew what she did, like the gravity of what she actually just asked. You know,
she about to learn.
Yeah, she's gonna find out tomorrow for sure. And that's where the minute ends.
Yeah.
I got a couple of book notes.
You do, because we've had to kind of hold off on book notes a little bit this week.
Yeah, yeah. So just as a preface for the book notes, it's important to remember that the character Kynes in the book is a man, not a woman. So a lot of my notes refer to Kynes as he. In this case, just to keep it consistent with the work. So just as the movie, they have made their way to the testing station. They're still chit-chatting about all this. And Paul, at this point, is kind of starting to flex his new authority as Duke. Two Kynes. Jessica is doing Jessica things.
I'm going to interrupt real quick.
Okay.
That's not really anything that we see too much in either part one or part two. Like, yes, he flexes his authority as Duke to Gurney Halleck in part two, but Gurney mm-hmm. was gonna, you know, be there for Paul regardless of his status as Duke or not. Because there's really no other Atreides that he can, no other Atreides that he can just like flex his ducal status to, and the Fremen don't give a shit. So,
exactly. The book is a lot more focused, or book Paul is a lot more focused on restoring the house.
Yeah.
At this point, now he's not really shifted to other, you know, God Emperor things yet. But
well, that's.
That's way down the line.
Yeah, I was going to say that's several thousand years and one warm sun later.
So right now he's worried about like the letter of the law.
Little fucking goody two shoes.
Well, and you know how the law is like going to protect them.
Yeah.
He mentions something that, what is it? It's something like the law is the purest science or something like that. Which is an asinine statement, but apparently that is something that is like written above a doorway in the imperial throne, like whatever. So they're very, very conscious of, or very focused, excuse me, on just getting their house back into good standing, and you know, any kind of like reparations that come along with that from the imperial family. So what they want Kynes to do here is, again, testify, say, hey, this is the bullshit that just happened to us. And we have this person who's on paper, a impartial third party that is agreeing to all this as eyewitness testimony. And to do that,
all of this is presided by Judge Judy, by the way.
Sure. To do this, I mean, they need Kynes to be on their side, to be, you know, kind of take in with them and be on the Atreides side.
Yeah.
Paul is, like I said, he's approaching this not as a Kwisatz Haderach. He is approaching it as Duke Paul Atreides. I mean, and this is still a very new thing to him. You know, it's only been a day or so since he became the Duke.
Yeah.
So Jessica is very worried in her classic Jessica way of Paul coming on too strong. Like she thinks that he's going too far too fast with Kynes.
Yeah.
And he's going to like just burn this bridge before it can even be built, pretty much.
And we do see a little bit of that worry in tomorrow's episode as well.
Yeah, we see a little bit of it. Yep.
Not in the same context, but it's there.
And Kynes in the book is like for sure being standoffish and a little cagey with Paul. Mm-hmm. They've had, you know, multiple conversations, and it's been pointed out that Kynes has refused to call him my lord, sire, duke whatever. Yeah. That he's always avoided the title, and it's just been calling him Paul Atreides. So it's like almost on purpose now.
Yeah.
That there is to kind of subverting the authority.
Which, even though like we talked about on Monday's episode, how like Kynes almost gained a little bit of respect for Paul, he in the book at this point is still being kind of a dick about it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And rightly so.
So I mentioned, I think it was on Monday, that Kynes asked Paul, what would you use these stations for? And Paul says to make Arrakis a habitable place for humans or something like that.
Yeah.
And Kynes responds with, that's a good answer. The continuation of that sentence, what he says is like, that was a good answer. He said, you've seen, or you have the idea that Arrakis could be a, you know, green planet, but the Imperium does not think that. The Imperium is only interested in the spice here.
Yeah.
The quote that he says here is that the Imperium only sends its quote unquote hatchet men and people who are interested in spice. Paul kind of looks at Kynes and shows him the ducal ring and says, do you know what this means? He says that this means I am a imperial soldier. I am a hatchet man. Technically, he says technically a hatchet man. So he's doing this to just curry favor and get on a level playing ground with Kynes.
Sure.
You know, introduce some humanity into the conversation. And it continues after this. I'm going to stop it there, but it's a really interesting conversation that the two of them are having. So fun stuff from Paul and Kynes. And Jessica is just over there going, careful, which we will talk about
chill,
which we will talk about more tomorrow.
I was going to say, we have more conversation to discuss tomorrow. So we will be back with that. As always, you can find us online. We are at the Dune Minute on Instagram. We are Dune Minute on Twitter, and you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com. We'll be back for Thursday episode tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
All right, see ya.